True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes. In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
As I told you, today is 13th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to Surah Fajr, verses 15 to 20 for today, and then one important point about these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me." But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وتحبون المال حبا جما.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These verses, in addition to relating the various kinds of divine trials, also conclude that one being blessed abundantly or being deprived of some blessings by Allah is not a sign of special favor and high rank for him, or a disgrace for him, but the only standard has always and in all respects been faith with virtue. There have been many prophets who were involved in diverse kinds of tasks and calamities in this world, and in contrast, there have been many cruel pagans who possessed every kind of facility in this life. This is the nature of life in the present world. By the way, this verse also points indirectly to the philosophy of the existence of disasters and painful events. A At the beginning of this episode, I told you we're going to speak about never to humiliation. Yeah. On that day, the people who won in the spiritual fight between virtues and vices and managed to make the army of reason triumph over the army of ignorance were not, but a small group. Nonetheless, their perseverance and endurance in resistance in that field of honor have caused thousands of people throughout history to learn a lesson and follow their example. If they did not triumph over their vices in their own self, the tree of virtue would have dried up in history. But they irrigated that tree, and you have been many in your time that made their virtues win over their vices within their selves and made their worldly desires surmounted by correct religious and rational sentiments, insight and thinking. Imam al-Hussein made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of IRB English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. The need to say no to humiliation. The humiliation defined as the act of causing someone to feel ashamed, embarrassed, or degraded is a deeply damaging experience that can have long-lasting effects on an individual's mental and emotional well-being. It erodes self-esteem, undermines confidence, and can even lead to severe psychological trauma. First and foremost, it is crucial to recognize that every human being deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, regardless of our differences in appearance, beliefs, or backgrounds. We all share a common humanity that should be honored and celebrated. Humiliation in any form goes against the very essence of our shared values. Furthermore, the consequences of humiliation extend far beyond the immediate impact on the individual. It creates a toxic environment that perpetuates a cycle of negativity, breeding resentment, and fostering a lack of empathy. When we allow humiliation to persist, we contribute to a society that is divided, hostile, and devoid of compassion. To combat this issue, we must start by promoting empathy and understanding. By putting ourselves in the shoes of others, we can develop a deep appreciation for the impact of our words and actions.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Now one question and its answer. This is today's special. which asks, what were the consequences of paying allegiance to Yazid? As we know, Imam al-Hussein remained silent and signed a peace treaty with the ruler of his time, Muawiyah. The main reason was that although Muawiyah had started to bring some changes in some of the rulers of Islam, he still preserved his Islamic attitudes in public. Therefore, being in peace with him did not lead to so much damage to religion. But his son Yazid had no intention even to present an Islamic behavior in the Islamic society, yet Muawiyah chose him as the ruler after himself. If Imam al-Hussein kept silence and paid allegiance to Yazid, it would have meant that he approved of his behavior too. As a result, all the rulings and laws of Islam that the Prophet had suffered to teach people for a more prosperous life would gradually disappear over time. Remembering death in the movement of Imam al-Hussein, being hereafter-centric as a key outcome of remembering death and preparing oneself for it. A key outcome of thinking about death is that the individual will perpetually keep the hereafter in mind and they will look at this world as a temporary abode. Such individuals look at this world as a place of fleeting pleasures and focus on the hereafter. A person with such a worldview will struggle hard for the hereafter because they will understand the true reality of the hereafter. It has been narrated that when Ali al-Asghar was martyred, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, O my soul, be patient in the face of all of these calamities. O Lord, you see what calamities we face in this transient world. So store our rewards for tolerating them for the hereafter. In yet another tradition, it has been mentioned that Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, O Lord, now that you have withheld victory from us in this world, store it for us for our hereafter and take revenge on those who wronged us.
The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us in one narration, you know, some people think the origin of the Imam alayhi salam is heavenly. Yes, the origin of the Imam is heavenly in the broad sense of the word. But the existence and the presence of the light of al-Imam al-Hussein precedes the paradise, precedes the heavens and the skies, because the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in one hadith he says, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is my light. Then from my light he created his throne. Then the Prophet explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then split this light and he created the light of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the light of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the light of al-Imam al-Hasan, then the light of al-Imam al-Hussein, and from the light of al-Imam al-Hussein, he created Jannah, the paradise. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Everything that has to do with Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is exceptional. Because what he went through is exceptional. What happened on the day of Ashura was exceptional. What happened to those women and children was exceptional. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amazing status that he gave Al-Imam al-Hussein is exceptional. And if you have any doubts about the origin of the Imam alayhi salam preceding paradise and heaven, just look at how the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to treat Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam when he was a young boy, for you to grasp and believe how great Al-Imam al-Hussein is and what an exceptional creation of God he is.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and of course an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.